Time to talk Rockport Blue Jay football. The number one ranked Rockport squad on the road last week at Stuartsville Osborne in a 76-0 win, game ending at halftime. Coach Dalton Jones joins us here. Coach, 76-0, the final score. Well, you get a win on the scoreboard. After that, what a game like that, good, bad, indifferent. Tell me what your thoughts are on a game like that, the way it goes.
Well, you know, we understood what the assignment was. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, understood kind of where that other team was. So we just, you know, I think I say this all the time, and it probably gets to be just like coach speak or whatever, but it's the truth. I mean, it's what we focused. We just focused on what we needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, were we doing our jobs? Were we executing our plays? Were we executing our defensive assignments at a high level? And I think we came up, we took it very seriously. I thought our boys came out, were trying to do, you know, the little things correctly. And so, you know, that was really the story of the game, is we came out firing on all cylinders. We took it very seriously. We're concentrating on our assignments, the little stuff that we keep preaching that we want to get better at. And I thought we did that. And, you know, we jumped on them early and we didn't stop. You know, we made some mistakes. We didn't block correctly. We missed a few blocks here and there. We maybe, weren't exactly where we wanted to be on a few things on defense, but overall, I mean, we jumped out early. We handled business, you know, 62-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Oh my.
And then, you know, we started to, you know, mix in some guys and, you know, got that second quarter over with and got home. So we did our jobs. I think there's ways that when you play games like that, you can still get better. I think they're super important that you are concentrating on those things, on the little things, the things that you need to do, because that will make the difference later on in your season. So that's how we approached it all week, and that's how we're approaching this week and weeks ahead.
All right, you tell me if I'm right here. I'm going to do good news, bad news in a game like this. Good news, your starters don't play a lot, so they don't get injured, hopefully. Good news,
correct,
your younger players get to play, which they want to do. Number three, I think the bad news, your starters have to build up some stamina for later in the season, and a game like that doesn't necessarily help that game conditioning.
No, it doesn't. We survived. We did our jobs. We were healthy. Younger mm-hmm. guys got to go in. No, and you don't get, you know, I guess a full game's worth of conditioning, but you know, that's why we preach, you know, while you're in there, while you're doing your job, you're going as hard as you can. So that, mm-hmm. that while you're in there, it is the conditioning that you need, and you still get, you know, that work that's necessary.
Right.
And then it's, you know, then it becomes more about like your mental conditioning. Are you understanding what they are doing, or, you know, what front you're seeing, or what, you know, where they're trying to run the ball, or the coverage you're in, and things like that. So there is still a level of conditioning mm-hmm. that we get out of it. It's just, it is a little bit different, and yeah, you don't get that full game of conditioning like yeah. you're talking about. But I still think it's beneficial for any team, really.
Mm-hmm. And you can work on conditioning during the week, so it's not that bad. I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball here, Coach. Missouri eight-man scheduling. Nebraska, the state, does the scheduling. Say, you can pick some games or ask for some games. How's it work in Missouri eight-man football, just for the listeners that don't know?
So the way we set it up is we partner with the Grand River Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our schedules set for the next several years, actually. So we partner with them. We have two games. Our first 2 weeks are with GRC teams, and then we go into our conference play after that. So our schedule is pretty well set. It kind of goes – our conference schedule goes on a rotating basis, so we'll rotate I believe it's two spots down
mm-hmm.
After a two-year rotation. So after next year, we'll get in – what is that? So next year will be 26, and then we'll be in 27. So in 27, we'll have two new GRC teams that will play for a two-year cycle, and all of our current conference games will rotate back down two.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a nice deal for us, because we have our schedule set. We don't have to go out and search for opponents. I know a lot of teams down
right.
south that don't have that deal have to find opponents. And we don't have to worry about that. So we just have a nice little deal where we're at.
Right. You don't get to go out and handpick, oh, well, that team's terrible. Let's play them. We get an automatic win. There's none of that going on. It's just kind of the chips kind of fall where they may, basically, as far as who's good and who's bad, and what year to year depends on that.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just kind of, you know, you play who you play, and you can't really, you know, there's right. really no control over any of that.
Right. Okay, this week. On the road again at DeKalb. They're 0-5. So, again, you're looking at a similar situation on paper to last week. You never know what's going to happen on the field, but on paper, similar situation to last week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just it's another week that we can get better. It's another situation where we're just focusing on what we have to do, you know, where we need to be. Are we aligned correctly? Are we blocking the correct people? You know, they're well coached. They're going to come out and be mm-hmm. disciplined, and they're going to be really working. So we know that we got to be on it, and it's good. It's just good for us to have that mindset, take it seriously. I mean, we've got, you know, our guys are talking about things they want to make sure that they're doing all the time, or preventing them from scoring, or preventing them from moving the ball, whatever it is. You know, our guys are talking about those things, and you know, we just want to focus on the little things, the fundamental things that we need to do, and you know, just take care of business and try to get home safe and sound.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us this week. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, John. Really appreciate it.
That's our Rockport Coaches Show for this week.